This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman's off today. Chris Eggert in with Channel 5. Good to be here today. And even a delight to be here today with all this Huey Lewis music that we've got, because Mr. Lewis turning 74 today and brought us a lot of great music over the years. Did you see the behind the We Are the World video, the documentary that was on Netflix? They yes. came out and Huey Lewis had a nice, he had a kind of a cool part of it.
Yes, good piece in it.
Seemed like just a sort of like kind of approachable regular dude. So
he puts Zoll into that song.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and he made a big difference in that song too. So anywho, loving the Huey Lewis. It's just nice to. Oh well, you know what? I said a second ago, I thought I saw some sunlight in downtown Minneapolis, and. No, I don't think I do.
Well, like every other weather person, you're incorrect.
A couple times ago, I was here filling in for Jason, and my car got towed. And so I look out this window, and I got like post-traumatic stress disorder about looking out, because it was right where the car was, and I looked, and the car was gone.
How did you get your car towed?
I know.
A ticket, for sure.
I
they'll ticket you for parking there for 1 second.
Oh, God, did I go off the next day.
The parking terrorists here in Minneapolis are out and about all the time.
So then I parked next door at the fancy building where the Star Tribune is.
Capella?
Ridiculous amount of money to park there. I thought I'd get lunch, and nothing was open yet. It was a little earlier. There's this place over there that's got pieces of pizza that are like as big as a whole pizza.
Yeah.
The two pieces of pizza for like Andrea's or two giant pieces of pizza and a soda for like $14, which is, I mean, you can see the size of the pizza. It was gigantic. Sorry, I digress, because I made a mistake before I came in here of eating two gigantic pieces of pizza. And you know what that does? It's just like when you're at work or whatever your job is, you eat a big lunch.
Especially when you're in radio.
Kills you.
Can't leave for 6 hours. It's the worst feeling ever when you have to.
Kills you. You
we're not talking number one. We're talking number two.
Oh, yeah.
Not fun.
I used to have a trick for that when I was working country music radio back in South Dakota way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
At KOKK Radio. Dakota Country 1210.
There you go. Got it all down.
There were some songs because things weren't automated then. You were running the music, you were running the commercials, you were running everything.
Yes, sir.
Had hit top of the hour, had to be able to get the ABC or whatever the national news was, top of the hour.
Yeah.
And if you did have to go to the bathroom, there were certain songs that you could play, and we got to pull our own music for the most part. There were suggestions that the program director had out, but so there was always a couple of like Eagles songs where you could really go to where it was sorry, all right, I can get 7 minute break. I can get to the restroom in this time. I'm having flashbacks all of a sudden. That was good. That was good stuff. Country music station. I miss that.
It is nice being able to just let it roll and dip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So I teased before we went to break a second ago about getting married at the county fair. Because that is a new thing this year. You can get married at one of a couple different fairs in the state of Minnesota. The Minnesota Judicial Branch judges will be performing weddings at the Dakota, the Goodhue, and the McLeod County Fairs in August. Dakota County Fairs, that's happening August 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 10th. Goodhue County is just a couple days, August 7th and 8th. McLeod County weddings will happen on August 16th and 17th. So here's the deal. If you're out there and this sounds fun to you, you want to get married at the county fair. Well, first of all, if it does sound interesting to you and you're going to go do it, let me know. I want to hear from you. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. So if you want to get married at one of the fairs, you do need to choose the fair where you'd like to hold the wedding and then contact the county court in whatever county that is, where the fair is, in order to register. You do not have to live, however, in one of those counties. So let's say you live in Hennepin County, but you're so inclined to get married at the McLeod County Fair. You can do that. All you have to do is contact the McLeod County clerk, and they'll get it set up. Are you married?
I am.
Where'd you get married?
Got married at just our small little church in Maple Grove.
Church of Maple Grove?
Yep, yep. Okay.
Well, a big wedding, small wedding?
Medium-sized wedding. Nothing too over the top.
Had you thought about an outdoor wedding?
Yeah, no, because it was in February.
February, okay. Well, that
yeah.
That's a good way to not have an outdoor wedding.
It's a Minnesota thing, I guess, if you do get married in a blizzard, but...
Yeah, yeah, right. Had you given any thought, if you could go back and do it all over again, would you get married at the McLeod County Fair or the Dakota County Fair? Or
probably not.
The wife would go for that?
Go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Quick, easy wedding, celebration later.
Yeah. Do that whole
That's
bit.
That's what a lot of people do that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
So.
That has definitely become it's an interesting topic about weddings and destination weddings or just eloping or
yep.
And I do think about that. We got married, my wife and I got married in Omaha, and we got married outside in a beautiful little downtown area, Omaha, by the old market. It's called the Gene Leahy Mall, and weather was perfect. The whole thing was absolutely perfect. I don't think I could have convinced her to get married at the county fair. First of all, I'm not really, or the courthouse, the steps of the courthouse or whatever. I don't think I could pull that off, but I do think about the idea of, and I've got kids, hopefully they're not anywhere close to getting married yet, but, well, I know I really hope my 16-year-old high school is not, that one would be way out of the blue.
Yeah.
Or I've got a sophomore, in college. Yeah, that one, who knows, but, I think about the money and the expense of a wedding. And again, like young people who are already having such a hard time trying to come up with money for
yeah.
a house and or if they're paying off student loans or whatever it might be, to then if their family can't support them. And I lay awake at night worried about how I'm going to pay for a wedding when the day comes and my daughter, she wants to get married. And I'm like, what? Can you get married at the McLeod County Fair? Because there's a great deal. I'll buy you guys a couple corn dogs, some cheese curds. It'll be great. I can afford that. I can afford that. Yeah. Hey, let me know what you guys think. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Where did you get married? Where did you get married? Did you do it in a church? Did you do a destination wedding? Did you go to the courthouse? Where did you get married? And if you could change that, if you decided to do it again or just retrospectively, I wish I would have done blank. I wish I would have gone to Hawaii. I wish I would have not spent as much money on flowers and saved some of that money to upgrade from Salisbury steak to, you know, actual beef tenderloin. I wish I would have what? I'm interested to hear what you have to say about that with your weddings. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. We'll be back right after this. News Talk 830 WCCO. Time right now is 1:48. Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get 75% off installation and labor on a GAF asphalt shingles. Lindis Construction. I said roof and not roof.
Roof.
Roof. I said yes. Roof. Creek instead of crick.
Roof for all the dogs out
roof.
There that are
roof, roof.
Still traumatized.
Still traumatized from those fireworks.
Yes.
You people and your fireworks. Chad's off today. Chris Eggert sitting in 5 Eyewitness News. What time does DeRussia get? I thought he'd be here by now doing show prep.
He's probably
he's kind of phoned.
Show prep.
Is he phoning?
No, he's probably here. He's probably hiding somewhere.
I looked
recording a spot or something like that.
That's probably
he's
true.
He's got so many just people to please, bosses to used to kiss, bosses to thank.
Listen, it's hard being
he's a busy
Jason.
Man.
It's hard being Jason DeRussia. I know this. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Chad's off today. As we went to break, we were talking about the notion of getting hitched at the county fair. Because that is a thing that you can do this year. You can do so at Dakota, Goodhue, McLeod County Fairs in August. Before the State Fair, get hitched at the fair. I asked some of you to if you had any thoughts about your own weddings and if you had it to do all over again, would you get married at the county fair? I did not expect I'd hear from a lot of you saying yes. That's a pretty niche thing, and you've got to have a pretty loving spouse to go ahead and like sign up on that one. I mean,
it's kind of like I've always told my wife that my dream or my ideal way of asking her to marry me was like a Wild game or a Twins game.
Yeah.
But I've come to learn through our conversations in the past 5 years of being married is she would not have liked that.
See?
She does not like the spotlight on her.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like that's the guy's vision of what it should be is not often what the spouse is thinking. Producer Josh Wheeler, by the way, and for the talented David Harrigan, mm-hmm. as we were both sharing some love for Harrigan during the commercial break a little bit ago. I worked with David over at Hubbard too, so I know
it's an interchangeable passageway, if you will, between here and Hubbard, and it's not that far up the road.
No,
either,
it's not. So. No, it is not.
Yeah.
StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. You can get married at the state fair, the county fair. Would you get married at the fair or anything else you want to weigh in on? Hey, I'm happy to entertain your texts. Some of you are, when I brought up the election and Joe Biden and Donald Trump earlier, lots of you guys had some saucy things to say about that. And I'm here for it. So there you go. Let us have it. 651-461-9226. This whole real-time feedback is different. We don't get this on television. We don't have the talk and text line. And I often will not even read my email during the TV show because I don't want to know. I'll look at it later and I'll take things into consideration, but I don't want it to get into my head. Here's a good comment coming in, 651-461-9226, about the getting married at the fair. Sounds great, but they should have a carnival, Barker. Be the officiate. Step right up. You pays your money. You takes your chance. Good quote. That was good. I wish I should have probably done that in an old-timey voice. It makes me think of the fair and the fairs, county fairs, small fairs, not the state fair. And when I was a kid, they used to have the freaks. And I know you can't do that anymore, and I know you definitely can't call them freaks, but that's what
yeah.
That's the terminology that they used at the time. And I remember the snake woman. She walks. She talks. She crawls on her belly like a snake. Come over and see the snake woman. I would always go to see them. And then I felt so horrible because and these are like the crummiest of the crummy fairs. Like, and so there's a poor person sitting in this hot tent. Yeah, I guess now that I'm talking it out, I'm glad that the county fairs thing evolved a little bit. That's not really a thing anymore, which is good. Yeah. Although I think if you go to Vegas and you can see all kinds of the weird things like that sort of fall into that whole kind of same umbrella of fair-ish type entertainment. I went to
one. I don't want to be in a wedding at the fair, though. I just feel like there's too many randoms that can come by, and there's so many variables of what could
happen. You think how much money you could save, though, if for instead of buying alcohol, you guys all left and did all-you-can-drink milks.
Yeah.
What is that, $1 or $2?
Yeah, well, inflation, we'll see. It might be $2.50 come August.
Yeah,
we'll
no, that's a good point. Talking text line 651-461-9226. There was a couple that met while working at the state fair, and the priest and the wedding participants exchanged vows on the sky glider. There, I do remember over the years there have been a fair amount of people that get married at the state fair, which I guess I can see because it's so grand and there's so much going on. But then I think that's why a lot of people like the county fairs too, because they're usually a little more rural and they're taking place in areas that don't quite feel like you do when you're right in the middle of the city. So 651-461-9226, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line. Love to hear from you. If you missed the conversation earlier, it is up on the show page right now. You can podcast it. So we had a really good conversation with David Paleologos, who's with Suffolk University. He is a well-known East Coast pollster. And we talked a lot about the debate last week, Joe Biden's performance, Donald Trump's performance, what do the numbers show? We've got the interview coming up tonight. President Biden will be talking to George Stephanopoulos. That's airing at 7 o'clock tonight. That is airing on Channel 5, a shameless plug for my employer. It'll be interesting to see what people's reaction is from that. He talked a lot about, you know, what do the numbers show? Who would be someone who could potentially replace Biden from a data standpoint? And it was interesting to me that he said overwhelmingly Michelle Obama is a name that keeps coming up for them. And no one anywhere, and I've heard this talked about for years, and I don't believe I've ever seen Michelle Obama ever quoted anywhere about any interest whatsoever.
No.
In running to be the president of the United States.
It's so out of the blue.
I think it's funny that that one keeps coming up. So, yeah, you want to go back and listen to that if you missed it earlier today. That would be cool. Again, his name is David Paleologos. He's with Suffolk University, and we had a very good conversation about I thought it was a good conversation. It all started with my 16-year-old daughter who asked, why are there only two choices for president?
It's a big question.
I tried to explain the best as I could, and I'm like, well, not you know, people who run big companies don't often run for president. The Apple CEO is not going to run for president because they wouldn't make even close to as much money. And you know, anyway, a lot of different ideas that I was throwing around, but I'm like, well, let's talk to an expert. So
yeah,
go back and
it was a good interview.
Go back and listen to that. Random question coming in here on the talk and text line. Hey, Chris. Has your quality of life improved since your knee is no longer a concern? I had my leg amputated about 7 years ago. Not my knee, but it was my leg. Mm-hmm. In fact, I met a guy in the Skyway today who had a whole big conversation with him about it, who was considering. I would say my quality of life has improved somewhat. So I do appreciate you asking that. Had probably, I think, 19 surgeries leading up to actually going through the amputation. So, it was time. And we've got much, much more to talk about here, including how Rocky saved our 4th of July. It's still ahead here. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman's off today. Chris Egerton with Channel 5. Good to be here today. And even a delight to be here today with all this Huey Lewis music that we've got, because Mr. Lewis turning 74 today and brought us a lot of great music over the years. Did you see the behind the We Are the World video, the documentary that was on Netflix that
yes.
came out? And Huey Lewis had a kind of a cool part of it.
Yes, good piece in it.
Seemed like just a sort of like kind of approachable regular dude. So
he puts his all into that song.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and he made a big difference in that song too. So anywho, loving the Huey Lewis. It's just nice to you know what I said a second ago, I thought I saw some sunlight in downtown Minneapolis, and now I don't think I do.
Well, like every other weather person, you are incorrect.
A couple times ago, I was here filling in for Jason, and my car got towed. And so I look out this window, and I got like post-traumatic stress disorder about looking out, because it was right where the car was, and I looked, and the car was gone.
How did you get your car towed?
I know.
A ticket, for sure.
I
like, they'll ticket you for parking there for 1 second.
Oh, God, did I go off the next day. I was absolutely ugh.
The parking terrace here in Minneapolis are out and about all the time.
So then I parked next door at the fancy building where the Star Tribune is.
Capella?
Ridiculous amount of money to park there. I thought I'd get lunch, and nothing was open yet. It was a little earlier. Like, there's this place over there that's got pieces of pizza that are like as big as a whole pizza.
Yeah.
The two pieces of pizza for like Andrea's, or two giant pieces of pizza and a soda for like $14, which is, I mean, you can see the size of the pizza. It was gigantic. Sorry, I digress, because I made a mistake before I came in here of eating two gigantic pieces of pizza. And you know what that does? It's just like when you're at work or whatever your job is, you eat a big lunch. You're gonna
especially
get,
when you're in radio.
Kills you.
Can't leave for 6 hours. It's the worst feeling ever when you have to.
Kills you.
And we're not talking number one. We're talking number two.
Oh, yeah. That's
not fun.
I used to have a trick for that when I was working country music radio back in South Dakota way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
At KOKK Radio. Dakota Country 1210.
There you go. Got it all down.
There were some songs because things weren't automated then. You were running the music, you were running the commercials, you were running everything.
Yes, sir.
Had hit top of the hour, had to be able to get the ABC or whatever the national news was, top of the hour.
Yeah.
And if you did have to go to the bathroom, there were certain songs that you could play, and we got to pull our own music for the most part. There were suggestions that the program director had out, but so there was always a couple of like Eagles songs where you could really go to where it was like, all right, I can get a 7 minute break. I can get to the restroom in this time. I'm having flashbacks all of a sudden. That was good. That was good stuff. Country music station. I miss that.
It is nice being able to just let it roll and dip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So I teased before we went to break a second ago about getting married at the county fair. Because that is a new thing this year. You can get married at one of a couple different fairs in the state of Minnesota. The Minnesota Judicial Branch judges will be performing weddings at the Dakota, the Goodhue, and the McLeod County Fairs in August. Dakota County Fairs, that's happening August 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 10th. Goodhue County is just a couple days, August 7th and 8th. McLeod County weddings will happen on August 16th and 17th. So here's the deal. If you're out there and this sounds fun to you, you want to get married at the county fair. Well, first of all, if it does sound interesting to you and you're going to go do it, let me know. I want to hear from you. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. So if you want to get married at one of the fairs, you do need to choose the fair where you'd like to hold the wedding and then contact the county court in whatever county that is where the fair is in order to register. You do not have to live, however, in one of those counties. So let's say you live in Hennepin County, but you're so inclined to get married at the McLeod County Fair. You can do that. All you have to do is contact the McLeod County clerk, and they'll get it set up. Are you married?
I am.
Where'd you get married?
Got married at just our small little church, Maple Grove.
Church of Maple Grove.
Yep, yep. Okay.
Well, a big wedding, small wedding?
Medium-sized wedding. Nothing too over the top.
Had you thought about an outdoor wedding?
Yeah, no, because it was in February.
February, okay. Well, that
yeah.
That's a good way to not have an outdoor wedding.
It's a Minnesota thing, I guess, if you do get married in a blizzard, but...
Yeah, yeah, right. Had you given any thought, if you could go back and do it all over again, would you get married at the McLeod County Fair or the Dakota County Fair? Or
probably not.
The wife would go for that.
Go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Quick, easy wedding, celebration later.
Yeah. Do that whole
thing.
That's
what a lot of people do that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
So
that has definitely become it's an interesting topic about weddings and destination weddings or just eloping or,
yep.
And I do think about that. We got married, my wife and I got married in Omaha. And we got married outside in a beautiful downtown area, Omaha, by the old market. It's called the Gene Leahy Mall. And it was weather was perfect. The whole thing was absolutely perfect.
Hmm.
I don't think I could have convinced her to get married at the county fair. First of all, I'm not really, or the courthouse, the steps of the courthouse or whatever. I don't think I could pull that off. But I do think about the idea of. And I've got kids. Hopefully, they're not anywhere close to getting married yet. But well, I know. I really hope my 16-year-old high school is not. That one would be way out of the blue.
Yeah.
Or I've got a sophomore in college. That one. Who knows? But I think about the money and the expense of a wedding. And again, like young people who are already having such a hard time. Trying to come up with money for a house and or if they're paying off student loans or whatever it might be to then if their family can't support them. And I lay awake at night worried about how I'm going to pay for a wedding when the day comes and my daughter, she wants to get married. And what? Can you get married at the McLeod County Fair? Because there's a great deal. I'll buy you guys a couple corn dogs, some cheese curds. It'll be great. I can afford that. I can afford that. Yeah. Hey, let me know what you guys think. Stylesfinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Where did you get married? Where did you get married? Did you do it in a church? Did you do a destination wedding? Did you go to the courthouse? Where did you get married? And if you could change that, if you decided to do it again, or just retrospectively, I wish I would have done blank. I wish I would have gone to Hawaii. I wish I would have not spent as much money on flowers and saved some of that money to upgrade from Salisbury steak to, you know, actual beef tenderloin. I wish I would have what? I'm interested to hear what you have to say about that with your weddings. Stylesfinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. We'll be back right after this. News Talk 830 WCCO. Time right now is 1:48. Lindis Construction time check. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get 75% off installation and labor on a GAF asphalt shingles. Lindis Construction. I said roof and not roof.
Roof.
Roof. I said roof. Creek instead of crick.
Roof for all the dogs out roof, there that are
roof.
Still traumatized.
Still traumatized from those fireworks.
Yes.
You people and your fireworks. Chad's off today. Chris Eggert sitting in 5 Eyewitness News. What time does DeRusha get? I thought he'd be here by now doing show prep.
He's probably
he's kind of phoning.
Show prep.
Is he phoning?
No, he's probably here. He's probably hiding somewhere.
I looked
probably recording a spot or something like that.
That's probably
he's
true.
He's got so many just people to please, bosses to
I
used to kiss bosses to thank.
Listen. It's hard being It's hard being Jason DeRusha. I know this. Stylesfinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Chad's off today. As we went to break, we were talking about the notion of getting hitched at the county fair, because that is a thing that you can do this year. You can do so at Dakota Goodhue McLeod County Fairs in August. Before the state fair. Get hitched at the fair. I asked some of you to if you had any thoughts about your own weddings and if you had it to do all over again, would you get married at the county fair? I did not expect I'd hear from a lot of you saying yes. That's a pretty niche thing, and you've got to have a pretty loving spouse to go ahead and like sign up on that one. I mean,
it's kind of like I've always told my wife that my dream or my ideal way of asking her to marry me was like a Wild game or a Twins game.
Yeah.
But I've come to learn through our conversations in the past 5 years of being married is she would not have liked that.
See?
She does not like the spotlight on her.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like that's the guy's vision of what it should be is not often what the spouse is thinking. Producer Josh Wheeler, by the way, and for the talented David Harrigan, mm-hmm. as we were both sharing some love for Harrigan during the commercial break a little bit ago. I worked with David over, at Hubbard too. So I know
it's,
Dave.
It's an interchangeable passageway, if you will, between here and Hubbard, and it's not that far up the road.
No,
either,
it's not.
So.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
Stylesfinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. You can get married at the state fair, the county fair. Would you get married at the fair or anything else you want to weigh in on? Hey, I'm happy to entertain your texts. Some of you are, when I brought up the election and Joe Biden and Donald Trump earlier, lots of you guys had some saucy things to say about that. And I'm here for it. So there you go. Let us have it. 651-461-9226. This whole real-time feedback is different. We don't get this on television. We don't have the talk and text line. And I often will not even read my email during the TV show because I don't want to know. I'll look at it later and I'll take things into consideration, but I don't want it to get into my head. Here's a good comment coming in, 651-461-9226, about the getting married at the fair. Sounds great, but they should have a carnival barker. Be the officiant. Step right up. You pays your money. You takes your chance. Good quote. That was good. I wish I should have probably done that in an old timey voice. It makes me think of the fair and the fairs, county fairs, small fairs, not the state fair. And when I was a kid, they used to have the freaks. And I know you can't do that anymore. And I know you definitely can't call them freaks. But that's the terminology that they used at the time. And I remember the snake woman. She walks. She talks. She crawls on her belly like a snake. Come over and see the snake woman. I would always go to see them. And then I felt so horrible because and these are like the crummiest of the crummy fairs. Like, and so there's a poor person sitting in this hot tent. I guess now that I'm talking it out, I'm glad that that the county fairs thing evolved a little bit. That's not really a thing anymore, which is good. Yeah. Although I think if you go to Vegas and you can see all kinds of the weird things like that sort of fall into that whole kind of same umbrella of fair-ish type entertainment. I went to
one. I don't want to be in a wedding at the fair, though. I just feel like there's too many randoms that can come by, and there's so many variables of what could
happen. You think how much money you could save, though, if for instead of buying alcohol, you guys all left and did all-you-can-drink milks.
Yeah.
Right, is that $1 or $2?
Yes, well, inflation. We'll see. It might be $2.50 come August.
Yeah,
we'll
no, see. That's a good we'll point. Talking text line 651-461-9226. There was a couple that met while working at the state fair, and the priest and the wedding participants exchanged vows on the sky glider. There, I do remember over the years there have been a fair amount of people that get married at the state fair, which I guess I can see because it's so grand and there's so much going on. But then I think that's why a lot of people like the county fairs too, because they're usually a little more rural and they're taking place in, areas that don't quite feel like you do when you're right in the middle of the city. So 651-461-9226, stylesfinancial.com, talking text line. Love to hear from you. If you missed the conversation earlier, it is up on the show page right now. You can podcast it. So we had a really good conversation with David Paleologos, who's with Suffolk University. He is a well-known East Coast pollster. And we talked a lot about the debate last week, Joe Biden's performance, Donald Trump's performance, what do the numbers show. We've got the interview coming up tonight. President Biden will be talking to George Stephanopoulos. That's airing at 7 o'clock tonight. That is airing on Channel 5, a shameless plug for my employer. It'll be interesting to see what people's reaction is from that. He talked a lot about, what do the numbers show? Who would be someone who could potentially replace Biden from a data standpoint? And it was interesting to me that he said, overwhelmingly, Michelle Obama is a name that keeps coming up for them. And no one anywhere, and I've heard this talked about for years, and I don't believe I've ever seen Michelle Obama ever quoted anywhere about any interest whatsoever.
No.
In running to be the president of the United States.
It's so out of the blue.
I think it's funny that that one keeps coming up. So, yeah, you want to go back and listen to that if you missed it earlier today. That would be cool. Again, his name is David Paleologos. He's with Suffolk University, and we had a very good conversation about I thought it was a good conversation. It all started with my 16-year-old daughter who asked, why are there only two choices for president?
It's a big question.
And I tried to explain the best as I could, and I'm like, well, not people who run big companies don't often run for president. The Apple CEO is not going to run for president because they wouldn't make even close to as much money. And anyway, a lot of different ideas that I was throwing around, but I'm like, well, let's talk to an expert. So yeah go back and go
it was
back,
a good interview.
Go back and listen to that. A random question coming in here on the talk and text line. Hey, Chris. Has your quality of life improved since your knee is no longer a concern? I had my leg amputated about 7 years ago. Not my knee, but it was my leg. Mm-hmm. In fact, I met a guy in the Skyway today who had a whole big conversation with him about it, who was considering. I would say my quality of life has improved somewhat. So I do appreciate you asking that. Had probably, I think, 19 surgeries leading up to actually going through the amputation. So, it was time. And we've got much, much more to talk about here, including how Rocky saved our 4th of July. It's still ahead here. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.